This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases, on 23rd and 29th of April. Counting of votes for all the four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davangere South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmnagar seat in Tripura. Notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on the 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat, Maharashtra will be issued on the 30th of this month and voting will take place on the 23rd of April. In Odisha, 10 people were killed after a major fire broke out at the trauma care centre of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. Around 11 hospital staff members sustained burn injuries while rescuing patients. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, along with Health Minister of Odisha Mukesh Mahalingam, rushed to the spot and reviewed the situation. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of the kin of each deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment of the injured. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident at that hospital in Cuttack, Odisha. In a social media post, President Murmu extended her condolences to the bereaved families and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. Mr. Radhakrishnan also prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi also conveyed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The government has debunked a video circulating on social media claiming that former Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, retired, has made statements against the Indian Army. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed the video is AI-generated and deepfake. The unit added that the former Chief of Army Staff has not made any such statement. Amid the temporary suspension of flight operations at Dubai International Airport, Air India and Air India Express flights to and from Dubai have been cancelled for the day. The airline said that their teams remain fully committed to assisting guests and ensuring stranded passengers are brought home safely at the earliest opportunity. It also noted that Air India Express ad hoc flight operations to and from Abu Dhabi, Ras Al Khaimah and Sharjah will continue. Qatar Airways has announced it will operate a revised and limited number of flights from the 18th to the 28th of this month. The Embassy of India in Qatar said the airline will operate flights to Indian cities including Delhi, Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Bengaluru, Chennai, Hyderabad, Kochi, Kozhikode and Mumbai. Meanwhile, the airline has advised passengers to check the latest schedules on its official website or mobile application and ensure that their contact details are correctly updated. The IEA, International Energy Agency, said its member countries will release large amounts of oil from emergency reserves to help lower global prices. In a statement, the agency said countries in Asia and Oceania will start releasing oil immediately, while reserves from Europe and the America will begin to be released at the end of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.